Now, though, we're going to travel west from the nation of Georgia, pass over the entire Atlantic Ocean, over the state of Georgia. This is a long way to get to the American West, but that is the setting for British writer Richard Grant's new book, American Nomads. This is the story of his experience traveling around the American West, and here's a review from book critic David Kippen.
Richard Grant's American Nomads is a smart, unspectacular, but consistently thoughtful meditation on the urge to be elsewhere. It's a hymn to the allure of wide-open spaces and the people who cross them, whether on horseback or in a fully loaded Winnebago. For most of the way, Grant's book alternates contemporary chapters about Rocky Mountain hobos and Arizona snowbirds with historical ones about cowboys, mountain men, and Comanches. In other words, not least, it's a book about the American West. If only you could tell that from his book jacket. But no, instead we get the usual lazy use of American in the title, the same way it shows up on everything from David Denby's American Sucker to Joseph Esterhaas's American Rhapsody. From American Nomads, we have no initial idea whether the book's talking about the canyons of Manhattan or Bryce Canyon, where Grant memorably writes that you can see for 180 miles on a clear day. Delightfully, that old desk-bound misunderstanding of the westering impulse is part of Grant's point. He writes that we have abundant evidence in our libraries to demonstrate what the civilized thought of nomads, but next to nothing about the nomadic point of view, what they thought of themselves and their enemies, and how they understood the world. Grant means to fill this previously unremarked gap on the shelf. He's a British magazine writer, now based in Tucson, and not to be confused with Richard E. Grant, the English character actor best known for playing effete wastrels with high foreheads and low morals. How the writer Grant came to be based in Tucson, or at any fixed address, turns out to be a running and welcome subplot in American Nomads. Through most of the book, he's not just a student of the open road, but one of its habitués. He feels the lure of sedentary life, but without that tug of primal longing that beckons him from on-ramps everywhere. Stylistically, he isn't quite the equal of such fellow expatriates as Jonathan Raban or Brendan Bernhard or Jeff Dyer. He can't unstring you with a well-turned joke the way they can. But he's a better writer than most journalists, and a better journalist than most writers. With his hooks in a fertile, untrodden subject like the one he's got hold of here, he's a wayfarer well worth tracking. Whether he'll find the readers he deserves is another question. Were there but beef jerky enough and time, he might want to skip the bookstore circuit completely, and instead think about touring every AM/PM mini-mart in the western United States. Grant could be enjoyed anywhere, but read aloud by a willing passenger at 90 per, or unpacked from a bedroll and savored by the light of a well-fed campfire, there'd be no touching him.
The book is American Nomads by Richard Grant. David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.